Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Load shedding. Is there a solution in wind power? Roger Lilly is an energy analyst. He joins us once again. Roger, you must have had a busy few weeks. How's it going for you?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for inviting me to your show, Howard. Yeah, look, it has been busy. The stage six load shedding has knocked everybody sideways because it was rather unexpected. You know, we haven't had such severe load shedding before for a long time.
Now that the strike is officially over, how long should it take for us to get back to, and I use the word cautiously, normality?
Yeah, so it means that we're down from loads stage six down to stage five, I see today, and we should be getting back to stage four, so we'll progressively get lower and lower stages. But let's not fool ourselves. The problem has not gone away. All that's happened is that the workers have come back, and some of the units which had to be taken out of service because of their absenteeism will be brought on, so that will bring some relief, but it certainly won't solve the problem fully. So we'll still be sitting around stage two, I think, probably for the rest of the year. Once the weather warms up, that'll also help a little bit. Although in summer, often the utility starts taking units out of service again for maintenance. So we hover around that problem.
Is it being taken seriously this time? I mean, certainly it doesn't appear as though it has for the last so many years. But is there pressure on government now in all directions to take this more seriously?
You know, for the very first time yesterday, I saw something that really gave me hope. I saw an announcement, I think it was on News 24, that said that the ANC is calling on the private sector for help.
Wow.
And we as a sector have been telling the government to do that for at least 10 years, because the private sector, it's shown, you know, it's proven that the private sector can provide electricity on budget, on time, and quickly. You know, within 2 years, you can have a solar plant built or a wind farm built. So, you know, and there have been some important initiatives taken by the government. Two in particular, I think, are worth mentioning. The first is the fact that the threshold of 1 megawatt for private generation without a license was increased to 100 megawatts, which makes a massive difference.
Huge difference.
Because you don't have to go through all the incredibly complex paperwork to get a license and produce a decent amount of power. So that's a very important threshold to have moved. Industry was expecting 50 megawatts, so 100 is a real blessing. And then the other one was Eskom saying now that it's going to be leasing land at its power stations for independent power producers to build power plants there. And the biggest benefit of that is that you have then no problem connecting to the network, because the network terminates there already. The network is designed to accept power from that point and distribute it on. And one of the technical problems that Eskom's been facing is the fact that power is now being traveling bi-directionally. It's up and down the cables, when in fact it was never designed to do that. And so a lot of equipment needed to be changed or modified to accommodate that. And so those sorts of initiatives certainly help us. But as I say, you know, these things are going to take time, and you know, we're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination.
Certainly not. Tell us about the ability to harness the wind. We've certainly see that a lot in Europe. Wherever you go, you see these massive windmills out in the ocean. You see them everywhere. What's the South African situation?
So in South Africa, we have approximately 2,900 megawatts of power generated by wind right now. And according to the official plan of the Department of Energy, we're supposed to be adding 1,600 megawatts per year. That I don't see happening, because the bid windows are coming out too slowly. And this is one area where industry is highly frustrated with the government, and in particular with one single department, and that is the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, because it seems to be so slow and sort of tedious to get things done. In fact, I don't know if you saw something that Pravin Gordhan said on television about a week ago. He said we should scrap the red tape, only he used stronger words than that. But this is a family radio station, so let me be polite.
Absolutely.
But really, it was really encouraging to see one minister speak like that, because, to be truthful, one got the sense that he was speaking to his colleague, you know, another minister.
There's no
and we
doubt.
All know which one.
Yes.
But you know, wind really is a very suitable solution. South Africa has the space, because unfortunately wind farms require a great big area of land. But the benefit with wind is that, yes, you use the land for the wind farms, but it can be used for other things at the same time. So you can put up rows of wind turbines, and between the turbines you could plant millions or some other agricultural... So the ground can be reused. Obviously, there's got to be some careful planning. You don't want the tractor ploughing up the cable between the wind turbine towers. But really, that is one solution. And one of the big benefits of wind is the fact that the wind tends to pick up in the morning and the afternoon.
Right.
And that's exactly when the peak demand of electricity happens.
Right.
And of course, the wind doesn't care about whether the sun's shining or not.
Right.
So if you've got a cloudy day, the wind still blows. If there's bright sunshine, the wind still blows. If it's at night, the wind still blows. So wind turbines certainly have a real benefit. And of course, the next thing that we're going to see in around South Africa, I believe, is offshore wind. Mm. Now, offshore wind has two big benefits, and that is typically the wind is stronger offshore, and also the land is not used for anything else. You know, it's just open ocean.
Surely the answer is that there isn't one particular answer, that we have to take the electricity where we can. In other words, in some areas, put up solar panels. In other areas, traditional. In other areas, wind. And we've just got to find electricity wherever we possibly can to try and fix the this problem.
Correct. That's exactly right. That's exactly what we have to do. God has given us these resources, and He's given us the skill and ability to make it happen, and so we should.
Absolutely right. Roger Lilly, energy analyst and expert. Thank you, as always, for making yourself available. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.